Reading, Cam. How did people heal or cure themselves before the advent of modern medicine? Looking back through history, it is easy to identify folk medicine traditions in most cultures, which describe how a variety of plants and other natural substances were used for reducing a fever or dressing a wound. Some of these traditions were oral, such as indigenous Australian bush medicine, which was passed down by word of mouth from generation to generation, while others were written down, such as India's Ayurvedic texts that date back more than 5,000 years. In recent times, with the advent of modern technology, the average person can find an enormous amount of information on the internet. This is also true of healthcare information. Nowadays, virtually anyone can research the best treatment for a particular health condition, find a highly skilled specialist, or a hospital that has the latest cutting-edge technology. Nonetheless, according to the United States Institute of Medicine, the number of people who are becoming interested in natural therapies is on the rise. These therapies are sometimes referred to as CAM. However, what exactly is CAM? CAM stands for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Therapies which fall under this umbrella term, for example, acupuncture and osteopathy, have been considered at one time or another outside of the conventional Western medical model of treatment. In other words, they have historically not been accepted or studied alongside allopathy. Even today, many of these treatments are labeled alternative, and in some cases have even been considered dangerous compared to conventional medicine. However, as many of these therapies have become more well-known, some even having received formal certification for their practice and gained insurance coverage in some countries, they are being increasingly sought after by patients. An increasing number of physicians are even using these modalities in conjunction with allopathic medicine. In the latter situation, these therapies are often referred to as complementary, meaning they can be incorporated or used together with conventional therapies. A survey of Japanese doctors in 2011 discovered that 52% regularly prescribed kampo, traditional Chinese herbal medicine, to their patients. There is a general feeling that CAM offers a holistic approach compared to regular medicine, but definitions vary as to what therapies can be included under this term. A general method for categorizing CAM therapies has been established in the U.S. In 2000, the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, NCAM, suggested 5 categories to help classify the large number of CAM. The 5 categories are manipulative and body-based methods, mind-body interventions, alternative medical systems, energy therapies, and biologically based treatments. These days, at the educational level, it is now possible to study acupuncture, Chinese medicine, chiropractic, and osteopathy at the same university, such as RMIT in Melbourne, Australia. Previously, it was not uncommon for medical professionals to have to travel to China to study acupuncture. Along with allopathic medical schools, many training institutions now also offer clinical sites where trainees can practice CAM skills. This suggests that the world of mainstream medicine and complementary medicine are coexisting with some degree of recognition and acceptance. Therefore, it is beneficial for healthcare providers to be familiar with the broad range of CAM. When patients confide that they are using some form of CAM, an astute provider can offer support, such as confirming whether or not it is in the patient's best interest to continue the therapy.